Reverend Jesse Jackson, good morning.
Morning, Tom. To say it, they're a great challenge for all of us. Number one, we offer our condolences to the families of those who lost lives and who are now holding on to life in the hospitals in Dallas and in Baton Rouge. Second issue is that these killers did not come out of civil rights training. They came out of military training. They were trained to kill. The killer in Dallas got his tour of duty twice in Afghanistan. From Baton Rouge, got his tour of duty in Iraq. They learned to use these military assault weapons. They learned to make bombs. They learned maneuvers. And they came back home. And these weapons are legal in Louisiana and Texas. The most police killings in America are in Louisiana and Texas, where you have the loosest gun laws. Now it's going to pause our politics because so-called law and order means that there's some false solution for this. So long as a guy can walk up beside a policeman who has a pistol with an AK-47 and shake his hand and say, how do you do? The police cannot compete with these weapons. These assault weapons come out of military training. And so long as that is the case, that no one is safe. Tom, not only can they shoot up police, the hospitals, and schools, they can also shoot down airplanes. It's utterly irrational to have open carry military assault weapons on the streets of our country.
It's crazy.
It's great for those who've been hurt, but my God, this is a very difficult, and it's going to pause in our politics because it's going to make people start competing. Who has the best answer for stopping guns? Not who has the best answer for job, education, and health care.
All right, Rev.
Thank you, Tommy. God bless you guys, okay?